Welcome to Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 10, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah finally goes back to the laws that we talked about all the way in the beginning of the Masechta, the beginning of the tractate, the laws of the Hotza'ah. Now, the way it works is like this. There's something called a Rishus HaYachid, which is a private domain. There's something called a Rishus HaRabim, which is public domain. And then there's also a concept called a Karmelis. A Karmelis is kind of in between. It's not public property. It's not private property. And biblically, it doesn't have the status of a Rishus HaYachid, of a private property, Rishus HaRabim, a public property. So we'll see in this Mishnah that it kind of has an in-between status. The Mishnah says like this, Hamotzi Ochlin, somebody that takes out food, Unisanan Alha Askupa, and he put it on the stoop that's in front of the house. And this stoop doesn't have necessarily the status of a Rishus HaYachid of private property because it's out in the public. It doesn't have the status of Rishus HaRabim, a public property, because it's still part of the owners. So this fellow went and he put fruit on the stoop. Says the Mishnah, Bein Shechazer Votzion, whether he eventually picked them off the stoop and he brought them into Rishus HaRabim, into public property. Bein Shotzion Acher, whether somebody else took them from the stoop and put them into Rishus HaRabim, into public property. Pater, if he did it accidentally, he's not liable to bring a Karban Chatas, to bring a sin offering. Why? Because he didn't do the malacha, the prohibited work, in one shot. What does that mean to say? Because when he initially picked it up from Rishus HaYachid, that's called an akira, when he uprooted it from the private property, he didn't put it directly into Rishus HaRabim, into public property. He took it into a partial property, and then he took it from the partial property into a public property. That a person is not liable for. They don't have to bring a karban chatas. Includes the Mishnah that kupa shimalea peres. If a person has a large basket full of fruit, unasana is kupa chitzona, and he put it at the outermost part of the stoop. That means to say that a good part of the basket is already jutting out into Rishus HaRabim, into public property. Afapisha rova peros. Even though the majority of the fruit that's in the basket, mibachutz, are already in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, of the public property. Pater, he's not liable to bring a chatas, he's not liable to bring a sin offering if he did it by mistake. Ad sheyotzi es kol hakupa, until the entire basket ends up being put into Rishus HaRabim. So Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush, it's teaching us a novelty that even though he did put part of the fruits into public property immediately from his private property, so I would think maybe he's liable. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches that's not how it works, that as long as you still have fruits that are inside of this basket that are not yet in Rishus HaRabim, they're not in public property, you're not going to be liable for doing any part of it because we don't view it like you did a Hotza'ah, an Akira, picking it up from a Rishus HaYachid, a private property, and then a Hanacha, putting it down in a Rishus HaRabim, because part of it still remains in the stoop and not in either of those jurisdictions. Wishing you a beautiful day and another wonderful day of Hanukkah.